the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 2 of the Draft Doctors. My name is John Crockett and joining me is Stevie Fizz. Welcome, Steve.
I'd ask how you were, but I'm pretty sure we're all melting into a puddle today.
It is hot. It is very hot. Summer has certainly arrived. 1 week away from Christmas. And if you could have something for Christmas, Steve, what would be your fantasy wish this year?
My fantasy wish would be for Matt Schoenberg's knee to be perfectly healed and never get injured again.
Yes, that would be very good. And hopefully there was no injuries in football, but
there's going to be injuries.
There's going to be injuries.
But he's the great white hope. I don't want him to be. I'm a Collingwood supporter for all the listeners out there. I go for Collingwood and Matt Schoenberg. I'm resting. He's got my love for the next 10 years. And if he goes down, I'm feeling some pain, people.
Hence the beers right now.
Yeah.
But what happens if he does go back to Adelaide?
Not a possibility, no.
No, no. They're going to do a buddy 10-year deal and just lock him down.
We don't talk about that. Come on, man. I thought we were friends.
Just get that jab in.
Well, what would you like to see for Christmas? As a Bulldog supporter, what would your football wish be for the year?
There is one and one wish only. A premiership.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been Will Minson to recover some form.
They don't care about that.
They don't care about that.
Premiership. That has been 60 years now.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
That's a dry spell.
That is a dry spell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost up there with the Cubbies, for Christ's sake.
Woo.
It's been an interesting week on the training track. Most teams are wrapping up for the Christmas break, which we will talk about today with returning players, injured players, how they're progressing and whatnot. And also we're going to do a bit of a ruck rankings just to...
Yeah, I think that's people will be looking forward to start hearing some rankings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we're here to do over the preseason. We're going to have our rucks, our forwards, our mids and defenders over this Christmas New Year period for your listening pleasure. But also happening in football, I can't believe this happened. I mean, just the other week, this bloke gets punched out in a fight and loses. But here he is on the beach of Maroochydore putting Patrick Cripps in a headlock.
You know what the problem is?
Clem Smith, how does he win a fight?
You know what it is? It's because Patrick Cripps has got back issues from carrying like 40,000 Carlton supporters.
Is that it? Is it?
Yeah, that's it. He's a bit worn down. He needs his Christmas break.
Bit of sand in the eye, maybe?
Yeah.
Also, keeping with Carlton, Brendan Bolton is impressed with Liam Jones' physicality. Is that physicality in a pillow fight? What?
Yeah, nothing about Liam Jones You know what impresses me about Liam Jones?
He's still on an AFL list.
He's on an AFL list.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Also, Colin Sylvia, life membership for Melbourne. I mean, how do you get one of those?
He played X amount of games.
Is that it?
Just and this. Maybe wasn't the greatest off-field. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that one alone. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Colin, and well done to you.
Yeah.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like button there, and there'll be weekly content throughout the year. We're also on Twitter, where you can follow us at The Draft Doctors as well. And if you want to just write us a letter, just to let us know how we're going or whatnot, you can hit us up at the email. Was it Gmail? TheDraftDoctors@gmail.com. So today we're going to be talking about the ruck rankings and returning injured players.
Not all the injured players, just some of the more fantasy relevant players.
Yeah, the one that we like that we thought...
People need to know on.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a bit of a two-parter for you, but we're beginning with our ruck rankings. And I think it's a bit of a no-brainer for Supercoach that Todd Goldstein's got to be number one ruckman, I would think.
Yeah, he really blew it out of the water last year. 128 average, 21 games. That's
Dean Cox, like, isn't it?
Well, it's better than Dean Cox. As far as I can remember, there's never been a 128 average. I think Dean Cox had 120 year once.
Yep.
So this is unparalleled territory.
And he had that block where he was actually averaging 170 at one point.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm all about Todd Goldstein. I got him as my number one in Supercoach.
Yep. And coming number two in Supercoach would be Steph Martin, but If for the Dream Teamers out there, you'd probably swap them two around because Steph Martin's just a monster when it comes to Dream Team.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually, we're both in agreement here on our top two. I've got Steph Martin number two. He's a volume player. He's athletic. He goes forward. Not to say Todd Goldstein's not, but Todd Goldstein's super effective.
Yeah, even lays tackles.
Yeah, but I mean Steph Martin does too. Yep. See, I really like Steph Martin. I think in salary cap formats, a lot of teams are going to have both these guys. They're going to just lock them in, set them, forget them.
Very pricey Goldstein. He's just under 700,000.
Yeah, but and look, I expect there to be some regression.
Yep.
I think that's the career year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still going to get you that 120, I would say.
Look, if he regresses by 10 points, he's still 118. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, look, if he comes back to 118...
It's still 8 better than the next.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Steph Martin and Todd Goldstein, 1 and 2, with Goldstein first in Supercoach. And look, I'll be honest, if you're taking him... We're a draft show. We're all about the draft. Todd Goldstein's a top five pick.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You're surprised Martin didn't get that ruck forward eligibility where Leuenberger did?
Not really. Not really. Leuenberger was clearly, his volume wasn't there, so he was playing forward more. If we look at our heat maps and all that sort of thing, Steph Martin was certainly... I mean, this is the funny thing, is like people... I see a lot of reports projecting Martin to go more. I don't think he goes more. I think he just maintains what he's doing, which is fine.
Yeah, and what was Martin's average again?
114 in Dream Team.
Yep.
And 110 in Supercoach. I don't think he gets more of anything. I think he just stays the same.
And that's
still... He could kick more goals. I actually think Brisbane are going to be a little bit better this year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got a pretty quality midfield now, and they've got those bookends, but still a bit raw. But
yeah, I understand that, but I think there's more opportunity for Martin to maybe kick a couple more goals over the course of the year. Not that it's going to bump his average up by...
Trent West ain't going to help him out.
Oh, man. Trent West does help him out because yeah. Trent West sucks.
Yep.
So there's no question that Steph Martin is the unquestioned number one. All right. So we're going to move down to number three. Actually, I've got number three in both forms of the game. Sam Jacobs.
Yeah, big source. Love big source.
He actually started off pretty slow last year, but really came...
Was he coming off an injury or anything?
No,
or
he was just he was playing a lot more outside.
Okay.
So his contested ball wasn't there, which probably hurt his Supercoach score a little bit. But again, he's a quality player, and they're going to need him. Actually, once the coaching change was made, well, not made, but was forced upon them, his scores went up.
Yeah, absolutely.
After that.
He dominated, and especially just feeding it down to the likes of Danger and
Sloan
and whatnot.
Where do you see...
Yeah, I've got Jacobs.
Three
in both forms as well. Just quality player. Playing in a team, playing finals, so the scoring's going to be there. Just love it.
Yeah. Number four for my rucks, I got Aaron Sanderlands in Supercoach.
Man, he just keep getting it done, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just a beast. He's just huge.
He is a big man.
But... I got him 13 in Dream Team.
Okay, that's interesting. I did slide him as well to 7th.
Okay.
Yep.
See, for me, Sanderland's very effective hitouts. When he does something, it's usually effective, but he's not a volume guy.
Yeah, so if you're those 12 to 15 possession a game sort of thing.
Well, no, if that, you know, he gets you 40 hitouts, but your whole game's hitouts. Like, he does nothing around the ground, basically.
No, compared to these athletic ruckmen in your Martin, your Goldsteins and Jacobs, who are covering the whole ground, the whole game.
Well, this is the thing. Is like I'm looking at this year, and there's so many guys who are like clear number ones or number ones who have got dual position. They're going to be... Their volume of possession is going to be higher than Sandy. So, yeah, fine in Supercoach. But again, there's a really big drop between... Actually, there's a big drop between the first two and Sam Jacobs, but there is like
daylight and then a bit of dirt.
There's that 50 feet of crap from Sam Jacobs to Aaron Sanderlands. Like, it's just daylight for me between 3 and 4. And 13 in Dream Team or Dream Team scoring formats. I just don't see where he's going to get his possessions.
No.
I'm really down on Aaron Sanderson.
And he's never been a big dream teamer scorer as well.
No. Look, if you're playing categories and you need hitouts, then fine.
Oh, he's number one.
That's great. That's fantastic. But otherwise, yeah, Supercoach really. And salary cap, not about.
No, getting a bit old for that.
Yeah. So number five in Supercoach, I've got Nick Nat.
Yep, same here.
Nick Nat Paddywhack.
Always going up for Mark of the Year contention, even though he gets one mark a game.
Yeah, he's not a... Yeah, and again, he's much like Aaron Sanderlance, is that everything's really relying on that contested effective, which makes him a Supercoach beast because he can get eight possessions and still ton up.
Yeah, that's right. Kick a couple of goals as well.
Yeah, and those goals are horrible goals because he floats out the back of the square and gets a toe on it.
Yeah, that's it.
And so I've got him at number 10 in your Dream Team scoring formats.
I got him at six.
Six, so a lot higher than I do.
Yep.
Is that based on West Coast being good? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. And just semi-sole ruckman as well. Like, Lysette's going to give him a bit of a chop out, but probably maybe 15-20%. We don't know yet, but the reports coming out of the West that they have been working well together, so we'll just have to wait for the NAB Cup to see what exactly the percentages are going to be.
Yeah, I'm happy for him in Supercoach, but Dream Team, I'm just not on him.
Like, he doesn't get the possession. Just
doesn't do much. Like
he's a highlight reel. That's about
he's a highlight reel, but that doesn't win your matchup.
Nah, certainly doesn't.
So
he'd be pretty good for your salary cap game too, if you.
Well, he'd be a point of difference.
Yeah,
because I don't think people are gonna.
Well, I had him last year in my salary cap forms and did pretty well.
Yeah, but his average is better this year, isn't it?
We had the injury affected start of the year, but once he came back, he
did. Yeah, okay. He'd be a big point of difference because I think Goldstein, Martin are going to be the highest owned guys.
Absolutely.
So
Jacobs could be a point of difference because he's a bit of a forgotten man. He's, I don't even know, he's a redhead, but.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And I mean, if people don't go that big two ruck set and forget, then they look for that next layer down, and they generally look past those guys like Nick Nat, so
certainly do. And then, you'd be going into those Gorns, Blixar, Sinclair type players, which we will be talking very soon.
Yeah. So, number six in my Supercoach rankings, but number four for me in Dream Team scoring formats is dual position eligible Mark Blixarves.
Yes, love the Blixarves. I have him eight in Supercoach, but probably go a bit high now. With the ranking tab or the team pickers open, so just seeing where the positions. I thought Gorman might have got that ruck forward, but he hasn't. So I'd probably slide him down to eight, and put Blixarves to six where I had Gorman.
Okay,
I moved Blixarves up to six.
Okay,
and I had Blixarves four in Dream Team.
Yeah, I like that dual position.
He killed it last year.
How could anyone predict that? That was crazy. This is the horrible thing about Blixarves is I don't know what the hell to expect.
Yeah, that's right.
What's he going to do? What's his role? Is it ruck? Is it midfield? Is it tagger? Is it... I don't know.
If he was a tagger, he'd scare the crap out of me.
Yeah. This is the thing I like about Blixarves, though, is with this interchange rule going down to 90, he's a guy who will never come off the ground.
No.
Because he's fitter than anyone in the league.
Well, he used to be one of those ultra marathon type runners. And
he's a machine.
Yeah, he's got the tank. He's going to run all day.
They're not going to reduce the role of a guy who just won their best and fairest.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Zach Smith, good luck, pal.
So I like the possessions for him in Dream Team more than other ruckmans. That's why I love him in Dream Team. I got him number four in Dream Team scoring formats.
Well, he did play that extra midfielder this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I could see a situation where Stanley is the number one ruck and he's an on-baller, basically, or ruck rover, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but again, number six in Supercoach, number four in Dream Team. Because, again, I just like those guys like Nick Nat a bit more in Supercoach.
Just for that ceiling you would think that they've got?
Well, you can go very high. I mean, they both can, but Blixarves probably has a little bit more worry about it, whereas we know Nick Nat, what he is and what he can do, whereas Blixarves really just shocked us all last year.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit of that, Hart, and with Danger and Nat coming into the midfield, it's a little bit of trepidation there.
Yep.
So, I don't want to say yellow flag, but it's orange. It's between. I don't know. It's not a color I wanted.
It's a wait and see for the Nav Cup.
Wait, what's between yellow and green? Is it blue? Does that make blue?
Oh, I haven't been to school in a long time.
Oh, come on, man! You're an artist. Doesn't your missus paint?
Yeah, but I don't pay attention. I just say, wow, sell it. It's that good.
All right, so number 7 in Supercoach. I've got the man who keeps doctors in work, and that is Shane Mumford.
Oh, boo.
Boo. Yeah, I got him 7 in Supercoach, number 9 in Dream Team.
Okay, I had him 9 in Supercoach purely for the fact that he plays, what, 10 games for the year?
If that.
If that.
He's never played 20 games in a year.
Really?
Really.
Well, he's sliding even further for me now. Yeah. I like players who are fit and stay in the park. But Mumford does not have that history at all. Like, if he's never played 20 games, then he's going to slide further than for me now. Like, I had him 5th in Dream Team. Forget about it. He's going down to 10th. I'll put Cruiser up to 5th.
Yeah, I'm not. Actually, I've got Cruiser in front of him in Dream Team just because I think Cruiser's going to get a bit of volume possession.
Yeah.
I like Mumford because he's...
When he plays, he's dominant.
Yeah, this is my problem with Mumford this year is he's always injured. This year, he's coming off an ankle reconstruction.
Yep.
So he's got a limited preseason. He hasn't started preseason, to my knowledge. We'll talk about that, actually, in the injury reports.
Yes.
But he's not always a 105 average. He's had a couple of years before. His last 2 years at Sydney, they were 90s averages.
Yep.
So, for me, because he's older, he's a huge man. He plays at 108 kilos.
Yeah.
With coming off that ankle, I really worry about the volume of possessions and the way he gets around the ground. That's why I've got him lower in Dream Team. Number 7 in Supercoach because he is very effective, very contested player, gets a lot of clearances. But I'm worried.
Do you think with the ankle injuries he's had in the past that he's going to drop that weight and get a bit slimmer so he can run around and stay on the park longer?
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe if he can drop some. But that's his game. He's the enforcer.
Yeah, that's right. And when he was in the team earlier in the year, GWS, they were up and about and winning games.
Yeah, that's
right.
They were
talking about for finals, and as soon as he was injured, they lost their mojo, though. They went back to the little teenagers that they are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have got some serious injuries, but
yeah,
Mumford... It was noticeable.
That's the biggest.
I mean, look, for me, he is the end of the top tier ruckman. We're talking about the tiers. We got the Goldstein and Martin, who are the elites.
Yes.
Jacobs, who was probably between the elites and the next tier. He's very good.
Yeah. He'd be an A+, A- to it.
Yeah, and then we got, you know, obviously in Supercoach and Dream Team, a little bit different with Sandilands, Nick Nat, Blixarves, and then Mumford. And those are really the rucks that I would think of that next tier down. And then you're sort of getting into the guys who are very same.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much that differentiates them.
It'll just be a point of preference, I would say.
Yeah, I just worry about how much the next guys can really average. Like, I probably wouldn't feel great if they were number one. Actually, if I'm taking Mumford, I probably want a dual position ruck, a good one. Like, if I took Blixarves, I might take Mumford as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
to link them up together in case, or not in case, but when he goes down.
Well, you can play Blix in the mids, and yeah, I mean, maybe even take a guy like Louis.
Kurt Tippett?
Yeah, I like Kurt Tippett.
He's a ruck forward this year.
Yeah, I like Kurt Tippett a lot this year.
So I was even looking at it for my salary cap games to go Sinclair Tippett and just link them two and be done.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if one of them goes down, the other one's going to smoke it.
Exactly right. So yeah, just a little thought for you guys out there if you're looking to do that little move.
Yeah, that's a great move.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so after Mumford in Supercoach rankings, I got number 8, Max Gawn. Have him at number 5 in Dream Team.
Had him now to number 8 after that move there with Blixarves. And Gawn, I moved down to 8. In Dream Team.
So I've got him at 8 in both formats?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got him a little bit higher in my Dream Team, and other than that, 3/8.
Just purely because it was that, 15 games that he played last year. Hadn't really seen much of him.
13,
pardon me. Been injury prone for much of his career. But it was out of the blocks. He looked good when he played. He's got the big beard and just intimidating, intimidating everyone around and throwing his weight around. In that Geelong game, that was what really impressed me about him. He just absolutely dominated that game and carried on from there, I thought. But yeah, flash in the pan, who knows? That's why I've got him down a little bit lower.
Yeah, I like him because I don't think Melbourne have anyone else to play ruck.
No.
So he's going to get...
Spencer, I doubt it.
And that's why I like him a little bit more in Dream Team. Just the volume. He's going to be on the ground all game. Yep. I mean, that's it. There's no one's going to take it away from him. He still finishes, despite only playing 13 games, still finishes as number 10 ruckman in Supercoach.
What the hell are you doing, other ruckman? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Other ruckman, lift your game.
Lift your game, guys. Come on.
This is the thing. If rucks are in a timeshare, their scores are down.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they have the sole ruck, if it's all theirs, they're going to score.
Yep.
So I like Max Gorn. You obviously like Max Gorn.
I like Max Gorn too.
Little bit disappointed with the dual position. Not a shock, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, we both still like him as a top 10 ruck.
Yep.
I got him as a top 5 in Dream Team, so he could be a point of difference in salary cap.
Be huge in salary cap.
Yeah. Okay, so number 9 in Supercoach, I got Matty Cruiser, number 6 in my Dream Team rankings.
I've got him number 10 in both formats for me.
Okay.
Just coming off those injuries, just need to see more. Love the bloke when he plays, he kicks goals. Dominant ruckman. I mean,
he looked good last year when he came back.
When he came back, he was fantastic. And
yeah,
Cam Wood, who?
I mean, yeah,
not a ruckman, but well, he is, but he's hopeless.
Cam Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. I think Cruz is back.
I think he's back. If he stays fit, he looked really good.
Yep.
He's going to kick goals. He's going to be that sole ruckman. Carlton is still going to be hopeless.
And he can go forward. We know he can take a mark.
And I mean,
and they need someone to go forward.
Yeah,
because they traded them all away.
I mean, they've got Levi Casbolt, but he can't kick a goal. And Liam Jones, well, forget about it.
No, he'll do well for their VFL team.
He kicked 7 goals in the VFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The VFL seconds.
You are hopeless, Liam Jones. But Cruiser, love him. Certainly a top 10 ruckman for me.
Yep. So... 9 Supercoach and 6 Dream Team for me. I'm all about it. I think he's back. Very happy to take him. Number 10, I've got Brody Grundy from Collingwood. I have him at number 7 in Dream Team.
Grundy, I got 12. Again, just still that young developing player in Supercoach. Dream Team would have been 12 as well, just not high on my radar when you've got other players there like Sinclair. I'd even take a Ryder or McAvoy above him.
Yeah, and he's really the first of the guys we're going to start to talk about who are in a little bit of a timeshare.
Yeah,
because Jared Witts, there's been a bit of a thing at Collingwood over the last 2 or 3 years. Who's the better ruckman? They've got two young ruckmen who both at times look like they're just going to set the world on fire.
Yeah.
And then for something happens and they change it around. So Jared Witts is the other ruckman we're talking about.
Yep.
The only reason I like Brody Grundy is he's better forward than Witts for mine.
Yeah.
He's good around the ground and he loves laying a tackle.
Yep.
He'll give a free away. But to me, he actually reminds me of Shane Mumford.
But all ruckmen are clumsy, so they're going to give free kicks left, right, and centre.
But he's aggressive.
I like the aggressive ruckman. They're the ones that generally score well for you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I quite like Brody Grundy. I thought I picked him up off the waivers last year and he was pretty handy as a backup ruck.
Yeah, what was he averaging?
He averaged 90 in Supercoach and 91 in Dream Team, finished top 10 in both forms.
Surprising.
Played the 19 games. He had a training mishap where he missed a couple of games with a neck injury, I think it was.
Yeah, that's right.
They clashed heads or something like that. But you know, I really like Brody Grundy. He's a young developing ruckman.
Room for improvement.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking up Collingwood to win the flag and whatnot. So,
Collingwood aren't even going to make the finals.
Oh, you've heard it. That's here a hot first.
Take. That's a hot take, people.
Collingwood it down.
Not to make the finals. All right. So number 11 in Supercoach, I got Ivan Marić. I have him at number 9 in your Dream Team A for fantasy scoring formats.
Yeah, I had Marić 15 for Supercoach. I just think...
You're not about him.
Not about him. He looked cooked last year.
Yeah, he did look cooked.
He looked cooked, and I'd have him loving, in both forms of the game, probably 15, because he needs some help. I mean, Sean Hampson...
He's terrible.
He's terrible. And Murray can't do it anymore. He's too old. He's getting old. The game's speeding up. No good for me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And his points have been dropping ever so slowly over the years as well.
Well, he still averaged 95 in Supercoach.
Yeah, but that was from 105 in the previous years.
Well, yeah, okay, I can understand. I can wear it. I can wear people being down on Marich, and that's fine. Like I said, number 11 in Supercoach, so you might not even be taking him.
No, I wouldn't even contemplate it.
Number 9 in Dream Team for me, I still think he gets enough hit outs, enough tackles around the ground. I don't think he's horrible around the ground.
No.
But no, you're right. He's on the decline.
Yeah. But not for me.
Not for you?
No.
That's fair enough. Yep. Yeah. Number 12 in Dream Team. Number 8 for me in... Oh, sorry. Number 12 in Supercoach. Number 8 for me in Dream Team. The dual position, Callum Sinclair.
Yeah, I had him actually 7 for Supercoach.
Yep.
All about the Sinclair.
Yeah, no, I'm on the Sinclair as well.
All about him this year. Got the ruck forward, sole ruckman, you would think, at Sydney, with Tippett helping him out. Did well last year, playing back up to Nick Nat, and then sole ruckman when Nick Nat was out.
He scored huge when Nick Nat was out.
Went huge.
Yeah.
He gets the ball, he kicks goals. Just locking him.
You know what I like
all formats of the game, locking
in. They'd signed Scott Lysette to a big deal.
Yep.
At the start of the year. And then Callum Sinclair just went flying past him.
Yeah, that's right. This guy, top 10 ruckman for me. Easily.
Yeah,
in both forms.
That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
And
great, great POD in your salary cap games.
Well, I like him in salary cap. A lot of people, because he's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, he's about 476,000, I think.
Well, I think people are going to be looking at Leuenberger, and I'd be looking straight at Sinclair. He's a little bit more, but I think he's worth it.
Well, I've had a bit of a tinker with that Supercoach team picker, and as soon as I got to the rucks, bang, Sinclair was in there.
Yeah.
Just no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
And then I did the trick where I put Tippett in my forward line, so if there is one of them goes down, someone's going to be the beneficiary of that.
Yeah.
So, love it.
Yeah, no, I could bump him up, but I think eight in Dream Team is pretty fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I had him. Yeah, I got him there 9 in my Dream Team.
Okay.
Yep.
So 12 in Supercoach, maybe a little bit low. Yeah, maybe I could see him past Marich,
and especially rucking with that.
Maybe Granny, man. Yeah,
that DPP does it for me.
Yeah, that's a big factor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so number 13. In Supercoach, number 12 for me in Dream Team, Paddy Ryder.
Yep, number 13 for me as well.
Yep.
Gets it done. Happy at Port Adelaide now, goes forward, good ruckman, gets around the ground. No complaints from here, just better than Matt Lobe, however you pronounce his name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, it was his first year at the club, at a new club. I don't know. I guess he's one of those guys. We expect so much from him, but when he's not sole ruck, he doesn't score very well.
Yeah, he has a little sook, and I'm thinking,
So I don't know. It's hard to be super confident. He's not a number one ruck for me in either forms.
No, especially when you do have Lobe there, he doesn't. The points is, like you said, there's time sharing and point splitting, so.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I should switch him around with the next guy, who I wasn't expecting him to
be
get dual position at all.
Will be alive? Kurt Tippett.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to talk about Leuenberger.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Leuenberger, but Kurt Tippett got ruck?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
a big tick for
that's
me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I could. Yeah, no. Kurt Tippett should probably be 13 and Ryder move down.
Yeah, I'd slide Ryder down for Tippett.
Yeah, definitely. We weren't expecting that when it came out. And how good is it?
Awesome.
When he played ruck last year, he killed it.
He did. And when Buddy was out, he was kicking big
bags.
That
was awesome.
Buddy.
Just, don't hustle. Don't hustle back.
Get yourself right.
We'll take care of that finger or whatever the hell was
in. You're still going to get paid for 10 years. It's, you're sweet, dude. But yeah, Tippett, lock him in your forward line.
So what sort of split do you see Callum Sinclair and Tippett having? Is it 60-40?
I'd say 80-20.
Wow, that's...
Or maybe a 70-30.
Yeah, I think 80-20 is pretty big.
He's a big unit, can run all day, big Sinclair.
Yeah, but, you know, they're going to want to get Tippett in the game.
Yeah, I think it might be a situational sort of thing where...
Yeah.
If the Swans are just dominating...
Yeah.
And Tippett's kicking him from left, right and centre, then they'll leave it. But if Tippett's struggling a little bit...
Because he did struggle early in the year.
Yeah, but that was with Buddy there.
Well, Buddy's going to be back.
Yeah, Buddy's going to be back.
So, I mean, you know, do you think maybe that if Tippett's not going, they'll just give him...
Oh, absolutely. They'll give him a quarter or half a quarter just to...
To get on the ball and get going.
Get going, absolutely.
I mean, they're going to obviously spell Sinclair.
Yeah.
Because we know he can go forward and kick a goal.
Yep.
So maybe...
70-30, 60-40 or...
Yeah, I think that's the ballpark.
Yeah.
For mine, I mean, you know, if you want to go a different way, that's fine. But I think it's enough to really boost Tippett.
Oh, big time. Big time. Because he's going to be kicking those goals and getting those...
When he's in the ruck, he's awesome.
Yeah, because he's got that big body. He plays like
But Mumford. He's fit.
Yeah.
He gets around the ground. So, yeah, I like Kurt Tippett.
Certainly do.
So he's gone in it. Actually, I'm going to switch that around just on the show. We'll make him...
Executive decision.
We'll make him 13.
Number 13.
Over Ryder. Okay, so Ryder would go to 14. So number 15 would be Matty Lauenberger.
Yeah, not on my radar. Just big yep. red flag for me, as we spoke in the previous show there with the trades. Just big red flag. I don't like it.
Dual position.
It is a dual position, but... Can't trust the body.
He's gonna go late in drafts.
Oh, he certainly will.
I mean, if you think about it like this, people are looking at him in salary cap because they feel like they're going to... He's averaged 57, 54.
But he has gone those 195s before.
Yeah. Yeah, so he can score well. So if people feel like they're going to make money off him in salary cap, if he's going to slide down the draft order because his numbers are so low. If he could boost his average to 85 and you got him in the last... 5 rounds of your draft,
you'd be happy.
You'd be pretty happy because it'd slot him in as a forward five.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just, as I said earlier, I like my players who play just about every week.
So number 16, I've got Tom Nichols.
Yeah, and a bit higher at number 11. Just now that Zach Smith's gone, when Nichols was there on his own, just killed it.
Yeah, he went well. And look, he's 81 and 74 average Supercoach Dream Team. Don't really belie his scores when he was on his own.
Yeah.
The question with Tom Nichols is the injuries.
Yes. And that's probably part and reason why they went and got Dan Curry.
But they also lost Gorringe, who maybe was just terrible.
Yep.
But, I mean, if Nichols goes down, they're in a lot of trouble with the Rocks.
Sam Day?
Well, he's starting full forward for him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they got Dan Curry.
So, I don't know.
And we've only ever seen Dan Curry in about half a dozen games ever.
So look, I got Tom Nichols number 15 just because I think the volume's going to be there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, I've just got him outside my top 10s. So very good player when he's up and about, but again, that question on the body remains to be seen.
Yeah, yeah. So those are our ruck rankings. I threw out a couple guys at the end just to points of difference. If you maybe wanted to stash a ruck on the bench, I had McAvoy next, then Lysette, and McKernan.
He actually did pretty well when he came back in, McAvoy.
Yeah, McAvoy's fine. McAvoy's fine, but he's not...
He's not a number one.
He's not going to turn up a 105 average for you. He's just going to be... He'll give you 80 points, no worries, every week. So if you're ruck, you know, say you take Mumford and he gets injured. Sorry, when he gets injured... yeah. Oh wait, did we call Tom Nichols Tom Nipples?
No,
we didn't.
Tom Nipples.
Damn it. We missed our nickname. We have one freaking nickname and we missed it.
Next time, Nipples, we'll get you.
Yeah. Okay, so that really wraps up our ruck rankings.
Ruck rankings. Now for the next part of the show, we're going to be talking about some returning injured players who are draft and fantasy relevant.
I'm sure they're all burning up the track, aren't they, Jono?
Oh, yeah. They're scorching it at the moment. Unless you're Jack Trengove.
Jack Trengove, you're not feeling the love for the ex-captain.
Poor Jack. As a player, I love the bloke. Just think he's great, but coming off a navicular bone injury in his left foot.
Navicular. People?
Yes, I actually had to research what that is, and I still don't know.
That's a lot of syllables.
It is. Is it three or four? I'm on holiday, so I don't care, people. Yeah,
math, people. Math.
Yeah, math is no good. Yeah, poor kid. He's just been injury plagued since the
We wanted to point out a person. We've each got X amount of players. I think it's six players each.
Yeah, six each.
And we wanted to say a player we liked coming back from injury and a player we didn't like coming back from injury. Is this the player you don't like coming
this
back?
This is the player I don't like for any form of the game.
He's very cheap in salary cap.
Yeah, he's rookie price at 150 grand.
That's cheap, man. People are going to want that.
Yeah.
Talk him out of it. If you don't like him, talk him out of it.
I will talk them out of it. Because if he was a ship, he would need the Pacific Ocean to turn left.
Okay.
He can run a straight line. That is it.
So lateral movement, not his strong suit.
No.
Okay.
He is running laps. That is it.
Mm.
So long, long way off playing any, being part of the main group, A, for preseason, and B, playing a game of football.
Yeah.
Almost got to the Tigers last year in a trade deal, if you remember. But the Tigers actually did their due diligence and discovered that the bone had not even healed properly, so... deal gone.
Jeez, so they didn't spend any of that war chest.
Yeah, some of that war chest is still just sitting there.
I hate feet injuries. I'll be honest, I hate feet injuries in players.
Well, a lot of these injuries we are going to be talking about are feet and, well, a lot of mine that I'm going to be talking about are feet and knees. So, and they're both very hard to come back from when done. But Jack Trengove, can't see him. Unless he's playing after the bye rounds, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's for drafts. I mean, if he gets named in salary cap, would you pick him?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
At his price, lock him in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, couldn't see him going anywhere in the draft.
Yep. Okay, so the player I'm avoiding might come as a bit of a surprise to people is Jaeger O'Meara.
The Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, the Jaeger bomb ruptured his patella tendon.
Ouch. Now,
what's interesting is people think it's the one-year thing. Jaeger has degenerative patella tendons, okay?
So is that similar to the Adam Cooney type degenerative knee?
It's similar to the Rafa Nadal.
Okay.
He actually got his kneecap shaved.
That sounds horrible.
To reduce the pain. So he could play, and then he ended up rupturing his knee anyway. So this is a guy with some serial knee problems.
Yeah, sounds like it.
He's in the rehab group at the Suns training at the time of this recording, which is Friday in December. I know the show gets released on a Wednesday, but we're recording it on the Friday. They're aiming for him to return in the NAB Challenge, but there's no guarantee of that. He has previously played 21 to 22 games, averaged pretty well for a first and second year. I mean, very well, actually, for a first
Absolutely.
And second year
Number
player.
One pick, wasn't he?
It wasn't.
Oh, the pre. Oh,
he was, yeah, it was the pre-draft pick.
Yeah.
So he had the 90 average in his rookie year, 89 in Dream Team, 96 Supercoach, 92 Dream Team second year. Obviously missed all of last year. I'm not about him. I'm staying so far away.
I don't think you're going to convince people about that. They just see the name. They're going to pick him, I think. Like, hell, I've even picked him in my salary cap games.
Yeah, okay. And see, look, this is the thing. He's like... he's already saying he has to develop other areas of his game and maybe play other positions. We know the Suns have a strong midfield. I really expect reduced game time for Jaeger.
Could he play that Harley Bunnell role?
No, I don't think so.
As a goal-kicking midfielder?
But I don't think the game time's going to be there.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, like, I like him a little bit more in Supercoach than Dream Team because I think the volume drops.
Yeah.
Like, we know fatigue causes injury or helps cause injury.
It does, yeah.
So I think they're really going to manage his game time. He's a star. They're not going to blow him up for the sake of what, finishing eighth?
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, and this is the other thing, especially in your salary cap games, is when you could choose in the same area Tom Liberatore and Brad Crouch, I feel like these... like, Tom Liberatore, for me, is a lot safer.
It's a no-brainer.
Okay? Brad Crouch... is probably in the same sort of bracket where I'm not feeling super confident. But I feel like O'Meara's ceiling is really, it's down now. Like, I don't think he's going to be able to run all game, especially this year.
No, and I suppose now with that sub rule and there being gone and the limited rotations you can do, the game's probably looking at those who are runners, who the elite runners.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, you're not going to run this guy 20 kilometres a game coming straight off this injury. Like, it's just crazy to me.
That's what I thought. They maybe just throw him in that forward line and let him rest there for half
if he
a quarter.
Plays forward line and then next year, or the year after, sorry, he's eligible as a forward, pick him up. That's fine. But like, you know, I'm a big fan of the NFL, Jono.
Yep.
This is a more common injury in the NFL. Okay. This is a career ender.
Oh, really?
Like, this guy's really, if they ever come back from this, they're a shell of themselves. Like, there's no speed, there's no endurance. Like, it's all gone. Like, for me, it's a real hard one to sell. Like, why am I taking him? Like, yeah, fine, if he's in your draft, someone's going to pick him up. But I wouldn't be picking him up before my seventh midfielder.
Oh, no, I think...
Even bench.
He'll probably slide a lot, but...
But I don't think he's going to slide that much. I think someone's going to pick him up as a mid five.
I was going to say mid three or four.
No, well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like if he's up and running NAB Cup time, people are going to get sucked into that and go, "I'll take him."
But I'm not about it. I'm not interested in any way. I don't think there's any chance that he plays 22 games. I'm really worried. I'm just not about him. I'd rather choose Brad Crouch and Liberatore, and there's no way in hell I'm choosing O'Meara with them, because I'm not going to run my team on three. You're not going to run your team on three guys coming back from serious injuries.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So I'm all off Jaeger. Look, if you wanted to choose him instead of one of those guys, then that's fine, but there's no way I'm choosing him in addition to those guys.
Well, to lift ourselves out of the doldrums, we're going to talk about players that we actually like and want in our team.
Yay!
And being that player, for me, this guy I am huge on. Dylan Shield from the GWS.
I like Dylan Shield, man. I'm all on him, too.
He tore his lateral meniscus in his right knee in round 15 against St Kilda, so he missed the second half of the year. He was in career best form, averaging 103 in Supercoach, 92 in Fantasy. Lock him in, people. He ran second in the time trial from the first to fifth year players in three-kilometre time trial. It was a wet track, so... Even better, you know, with that dodgy knee coming back, even good. Full training before Christmas, even better. Lock him in. Lovely bloke.
Yep.
We haven't done our mid-rankings just yet, but for a bit of a spoiler alert, I've got him in maybe as a mid-2 or a mid-3.
I had him as mid-3. Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
But that's on the mid-show, people. You won't want to miss the midfielder rankings.
No, coming
there
up.
There are some hot takes.
Oh, yeah. There will be some fights. There will be some arguments. There will be some compromises.
Oh, yeah. Just remind me the thing I wanted to bring up with you at the end of the show where I'm gonna fire Jono up, people. I'm going to piss him right off, all right?
I'm on holidays here, mate. Just
don't fire me up. No, you'll like this because it's right in your wheelhouse of getting fired up, all right?
Excellent.
Okay, so the player coming back from injury that I had that I really like is Bryce Gibbs.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone hates Bryce Gibbs.
Except for my fiance. She loves him.
Really?
His looks. She doesn't care about his football.
Oh, okay. She's all about the man bun?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. She saw a photo pre-man bun.
Oh, okay.
Now that she saw man bun? No, not a fan.
I like him with the man bun. All right, so Bryce Gibbs is coming back from a torn pec muscle. So this is unusual. We're talking about someone who has an upper body injury. He's in full training. To me, it seems like he's stepping up with Judd gone.
Yeah. He will play a pure mid.
Over the last 7 years, 5 times he's played every game.
That's impressive.
That's a great track record.
That is impressive.
His best year, he averaged 107 in Supercoach, 107 in Dream Team twice. Great numbers. For mine, he's seriously underpriced. It's his worst possession and mark statistics since 2008.
Wow.
No leg injury, so he should be able to do all the running. Good, you know, he's got good skills.
What about the ticker, the heart?
I like him, man. I really... You know what I've seen is when Mark Murphy's in interviews, Bryce Gibbs will often come over and...
Give him a wet willy or something.
Actually, like help him out because Mark Murphy sucks at interviews.
He's kind of like Ricky Bobby in interviews. Just puts his hands up. What do I do with
these? No, he's not like... No, I like him. He's got skills. He's
talking about Mark Murphy in interviews.
Oh, Mark Murphy. Oh, no, Mark... Yeah. Mark Murphy stands there and just smiles.
A bit like Joe Watson then. But Joe Watson doesn't smile.
Well, he doesn't take any... Oops. What?
We no, look, haven't had the court case
look,
on that one.
Look, for mine in draft leagues, he's a midfield five, and I think you're going to get him in that range.
I think you might, yeah.
Salary cap, massive point of difference. There are cheaper options, like we mentioned, Brad Crouch, Libba, O'Meara. But I really like Bryce Gibbs as a point of difference. I think he kills it this year, man. I really do. I'm pushing my chips in on Bryce Gibbs.
As much as I dislike the guy, I've picked him in my salary cap format at the moment.
Yeah.
Saw some pictures of him from the Carlton training camp. He's hitting that gym like a...
He's a big dude.
Like an Essendon player on drugs.
Boom. Hot takes. Who you got, man?
The human meatball, Dion Prestia.
Yep.
Again, similar to Dylan Shield, tore his lateral meniscus in his left knee.
Yeah. It wasn't an ACL.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
glad you're researching. Yeah. This is good. This is good.
Yeah, I got to do this stuff. He was killing it in the 8 games that he played. He was averaging 101 in Supercoach, 95 in Fantasy. He was tearing it up. He gave up his holidays early, like a lot of the Gold Coast players. I guess that's because schoolies had finished and there was no women to chase.
Zing.
Also, the Gold Coast have a new fitness guru in Justin Cordy, who they poached from the Bulldogs, the filthy. But he's put them all on individual programs now when it comes to weights and running and whatnot. And
yeah.
So Gold Coast players are getting fit. He's still in the rehab group, but he will train with the main group after Christmas.
Yeah.
So looking really good. Saw some photos of him in the training camps. It looks like he's put muscle on muscle.
He's a huge man.
No, he's huge.
Yeah.
If that's a word. He's bigger.
Wow.
So one to look out for.
Okay, so I didn't realize it wasn't an ACL. I thought it was an ACL.
No.
So I'm a little bit higher on him now.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know guys coming off the ACL, they generally crap the team in the first year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
But yeah, with this new fitness guru, everyone's raving about him. He's progressing really well. And if he's back with the training group after Christmas, then he'd be playing NAB Cup, I would assume.
Yeah.
But yep, big tick for me.
Okay, cool. So obviously I took the easy way out on the guy I liked. Well, the next player I'm going to talk about, Gary Ablett.
Yeah, son of God.
Had the torn MCL plus a frozen shoulder, whatever that means.
Should he just let it go?
He should let it go. Did you steal my joke?
I certainly did.
I wrote that down. That was my joke.
Yes.
God damn it. All right, whatever. All right, so look, I mean...
So was that the shoulder and the leg injuries, was it?
Well, he had the shoulder injury coming into the year, and then he had the torn MCL at the...
Adelaide game.
At the end of the year, yeah, that kept him out. So he's back in full training. I'm all over the little master.
Also came back to training Jesus. Early.
Yeah, look, he's just a machine.
He doesn't drink, he doesn't
exactly
get into trouble. He's just a good bloke.
Exactly. You know why he's a good bloke? Because he posts pictures of his hot-ass misses on all his social media.
See, I follow him on social media. He must block me or something.
Well, he knows what you like. You're a creepy dude.
I am creepy.
Yeah, all right. So I'm all in on him. But this is the thing. It's not a surprise. Everyone's all in on him.
Yeah.
He's a first rounder in everything. Most salary cap teams got him, so.
Yeah, he's just a lock.
Go for it.
I also took the easy way out on this next bloke. Tom Liberatore. Could have spoken about him. Actually did an ACL in his left knee.
Yep.
In 2014, he averaged 110 Supercoach, 98 Fantasy. By far the Dogs' best midfielder.
Better than Liam Picken?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Not by much, but just enough.
Wow.
He came back early as well, joined the first to fourth year players when he wasn't required. So looks like that partying in Thailand has not slowed him down one bit.
Yep.
He's doing changing direction drills when they were up in Queensland a couple of weeks ago, but that was just to see how he goes. He won't be doing any more of that until after Christmas. The only question is, I'm going to lock him in my salary cap, no worries, but just how he's going to play under Luke Beveridge. Luke Beveridge likes his players to be multi-dimensional, not just not a one-trick pony, so still love the bloke. We'll go in every format, probably second or third round as a midfielder. Second or third midfielder, but yeah. Just a great yeah. bloke.
A little bit of a yellow flag is what you're saying.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yep. Okay, so next guy I want to talk about is David Swallow. Was best and fairest at Gold Coast a couple of years ago. But injured, and this is a strange term, as they call this PCL an aggravation. So we don't really know what happened to it, but he did it twice last year because he missed a whole string of games in the first half of the year and then it ended his year after he came back. He's still in the rehab group. Club is aiming to have him back in the NAB return. Full PCL tears can take a year of recovery despite being thought of as less serious than an ACL, Jono.
Okay.
So the fact that they've referred to it as an aggravation in everything I can find kind of makes it hard to guess. The fact that he's still in the rehab group despite doing it halfway through last year.
And he had a little bit of a setback, I was reading as well.
Yeah, so I'm not all in on David Swallow. He did score well in 2014, 93 Dream Team, 103 Supercoach average. My problem is the volume may not be there for him coming back. And and they've got a very strong midfield as well.
Yep.
So I'm probably, look, draft, I don't expect him to get to, look, for all formats, I don't expect him to get to a 95 Supercoach or Dream 90 Dream Team average. So I'm looking elsewhere. But he is a name.
Yep.
He does have the pedigree. So if you wanted to take a bench flyer on him or even a seventh midfielder, I'm pretty fine. Salary cap, just there's no way you're touching him.
No, certainly not.
They might go back to playing him off the half back. I don't know.
Who knows?
And then the year after, he'd be an option if he was defender again. Because yeah. he killed it when he was...
Oh, when he was defender midfield, he absolutely killed it.
Yeah.
The bloke I'm going to talk about, and this was very hard to find info on this guy. The only info I got was that he got caught drink driving earlier in the year, but that's Matthew Yench, people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Luke Hodge? No, it's not.
It was Matthew Yench.
Glug, glug, vroom, vroom.
Did his ACL... Hard, played all 22 games last year, averaging 84 in Supercoach, 89 in Dream Team. But as I said, we haven't had much information coming out of Adelaide. It's been in dribs and drabs. We do know he has been doing light training, but if he's joining in the full group after Christmas, then I'm high on him. But at the moment, just staying away.
It's a real wait and see approach, isn't it?
Massive wait and see with Matty Yench.
Because when he's fit, he's arguably a top 20 defender.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably a hard situation to be confident in, though.
Yeah, especially from the ACL, as we've mentioned.
They generally struggle.
Yeah.
We've seen Malcheski come back and average, like, low 70s.
Yeah.
And I would hazard a guess that Malcheski's a better player.
Yeah. Like, I'm high on Matty Yench. I think he's a great player, but, yeah, big
yeah,
yellow to red flag here for
me. I mean, we'll get back to that when we're talking about the NAB Cup games.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see how he goes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so my last injury returning guy is the Big Mummy. Coming back from ankle reconstruction surgery.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, it's not good, especially when you're 108 kilos. That's a huge man. I'm not high on Mumford in any form of any game, and he's never played 20 games in a season. We mentioned that earlier in our ruck rankings.
Yeah.
The reports are he's starting his preseason after Christmas, but apparently he's been in training. Now, you can't see me put my fingers up and do the quotation marks on the podcast, but in training was in quotation marks.
Does that mean like he's just getting bigger in the gym or?
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming it means he's been running of some sort. Now, what's interesting about Shane Mumford is, you know, they've brought they've got rid of the subs, interchange down to 90. Who's the biggest complainant? And we've seen it in the media.
Shane Mumford.
Why is that? Shane Mumford is cooked, man. Like, there's no way I'm taking him in salary cap because I don't want to have to trade him sideways for another ruckman when he gets injured. Yeah. In draft, yeah, fine. I've got him a low-end ruck guy, the top 10, low-end top 10 guy. But I'm not interested in him unless I'm getting him in, like, the 18th round.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to take it.
I don't want to take him either.
He's...
There's better options, put it that way.
You know, based on past averages, that's really underdrafting him. But he never plays this season.
No.
So I'd rather take a good DPP option, like... say you're Callum Sinclair, or You know, or Tom, or even Tom Nichols, who he had like Tom 16. Nichols, Tom Nipples.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm way off Shane Mumford. I'm really low on him, and I expect his volume to go down with his ankle injury. I really do. I think he's gonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a big no.
And
just quickly, I've got...
Is that it?
I've got one
more. Oh, you got one more.
Probably the most talked about midfielder now that Patrick Dangerfield's gone is Brad Crouch. Fractured his foot in the NAB Cup last year. Started playing in the Snaffle.
What?
To an Adelaide fan.
Snaffle?
That's just old
is
Sam
that
Newman.
The Snaffleupagus?
That's the old Sam Newman joke. he was playing Snaffle, but re-injured. Got a stress fracture in that same foot.
Wait. So you just stole my joke, and now you're stealing someone else's joke.
Yeah, I don't write my own jokes here.
Oh, God damn it, man. Very unprofessional.
He has spent the off-season rehabbing, so he's right for the pre-season. Adelaide are just putting this guy in cotton wool. He's running in straight lines. Minimal directional change. Because feet and knees are just the biggest concerns for me in football. They're going to keep him in cotton wool for round one, but... Need to watch him over the NAB Cup, I think. Like, scoring output's there, sure. If he's playing NAB Cup, he's all formats for me.
Hmm.
What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm all in.
All right. I think that just about wraps up the show.
It just about wraps it up, but I know we're at 56 minutes. But I want to just throw this out there. This is a hot take, people.
I'm totally unawares here.
Yeah, no, he's got no idea. All right. If you're on my Facebook feed... Or don't post to the draft doctors that Die Hard is the best Christmas movie ever. It's not a Christmas movie, people. Yeah, that's right. You got nothing to say. It's a movie that is set at Christmas.
Eve.
Yeah, that's right. It's set at Christmas.
It is a Christmas...
It's not a Christmas movie.
Oh, the rage.
Yeah, that's right. Look at him. He's wearing a red shirt.
It is a Christmas movie, people. Get over it.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It is. And if you would like to follow us on social media and have a discussion about Die Hard being a Christmas movie...
Which it is not. So you obviously suck.
You can head to Facebook and head to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like button, leave a comment. That'd be great. Or head to Twitter where we are at the draft doctors there. Or send us an email at thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. Coming up... For our next show will be our midfielder rankings.
Yep.
Be very exciting to see how Steve's put his... Where he's put the players there. And then after that, we will be talking defenders.
Yeah.
So...
Yes. Yeah.
Having said that, I'd like to wish everyone a safe and Merry Christmas. And we will see you soon.